So, slithering your way, it's the Bathrop Spears Broadside's first show of the new year for January 4th, but unfortunately that's going to be Flashback City today because there's a closure of People's Park by massive police presence up north, and it's likely I'm going to be headed up there to chitter-chatter and see what's going on, maybe report back on Sunday. So that's where I'm going to be with nary a moment to spare for, or very little that I want to spare or feel I have time to spare here. You're going to be listening to a flashback to January 7th, 2007, which actually includes a lot of Thomas Levitt's wake-up call show. He was the guy who did the show before mine, 2 hours of discordant music, although sometimes interesting. And he also would kind of bring me on as a guest so I could hog more airtime. And I put on flashbacks there. Apparently I'm hooked on flashbacks. And in this situation, was no exception. We went back to New Year's Eve. Actually, this was for the DIY protest on New Year's Eve, which happened in 2024 as well, I'm told. I didn't get to it. I had run into Grant Wilson, who was a longtime DIYer from New Year's Eve. He DIYs for do-it-yourself, in case you missed what that means. And there was apparently a small procession. It even made a one photograph, page 2 or page 4 placement in the Sentinel. So it's still going on. I'm glad it is. I wish I were there. I didn't go there, and had I known about it, I probably would have gone there. Though the weather has been cold and wet for those of us who are creaky, and that can be challenging, as they like to say. Anyway, Levitt and I kind of introduced flashbacks way back to earlier People's Park days in Berkeley when there was more massive protests, although I understand there were protests last night there in 2024 on January 4th, involving 7 arrests for trespass, and they moved in to mow down the trees, and I'll be having hopefully an interview with activist Carol Denny and maybe some others, assuming I get up there. There's still some questions about whether that's going to happen, but I'm acting like I do, and therefore I have to make short work of the show, which is what you're about to hear. I don't want to skip the customary intros, so I won't. Here's Songs of Social Significance from Pins and Needles, or at least a verse or two of it.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And now comes the relatively long, well, very long show for Thursday. I don't usually do this, but it's, frankly, I liked what I was hearing, and I thought others might enjoy it too. I certainly hope that's true, but I must admit I have a special, to some extent, passion for these past shows. But in a way, I'm hoping that we don't get lost in the past, but that we have a sense of learning from what happened, maybe inspiration from what needs to be done as we remember how we raised issues in the past that perhaps we're not raising as much as we should be today. My co-host on this show toward the end of it was Tim Rumford, or Tenderfoot Tim, as I called him, who had his own website, would come down and help feed folks on Pacific Avenue, join in the SAFE event, Society for Artistic Freedom and Expression, that happened every Wednesday. Now there are still musical events on Pacific Avenue. Initially, this was a protest against the anti-performer laws that restricted them to these little boxes, which are still outlined with discs on the Pacific Avenue sidewalk, claiming that there's just not enough room there, even though the sidewalks, at least on one side, are huge and were intended to be, hopefully, for social commerce and all kinds of activity, not just to run in and buy knickknacks or expensive cafe lattes downtown. So anyway, here it is for you. I'll be providing more of a description on the Huff blog, huffsantacruz.org, in case you want to get the more of the details of what the show is about without having to go through all 4.5 hours, because it's long. But it's not going to be up for a few days, because it's not going to be up for a few days. So there. But enjoy it if you can.